From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Hillary Clinton is the projected winner of the Pennsylvania primary tonight. They've now counted 13% of the vote there, and at the moment it's a 4-point lead for Senator Clinton. It's typically been 5 or 6 points as the vote has been tallied so far. She had strong support from women voters, seniors, union members, and gun owners. Among those who decided in the final days, most broke for the New York senator. Barack Obama outspent his rival by more than 2-1, some experts said, and now the contest moves on to Indiana and North Carolina, which hold contests on May 6th. Joining me now to look ahead to North Carolina is Congressman David Price, who represents that state. He supports Barack Obama, and he joins us from his home in Washington, D.C. Welcome to the program.
Hey, good to be with you.
Senator Clinton has won another key contest in a big state, and Senator Obama has not been able to put away this contest. What do you make of the Clinton win, or for that matter, the Obama loss?
I think it's the sort of outcome that basically keeps the race going until the next round, which is Indiana and North Carolina in a couple of weeks. If Senator Clinton had won a blockbuster win, or if Obama had upset Clinton, then it might be more decisive, but as it is, I think it's going to be more of the same, and it basically keeps the contest going.
Well, would 55-45 be a blockbuster win? It's a pretty big margin of victory.
Well, I don't know what kind of number I would put on that exactly. It's clear that Clinton started an early favorite, a easily double-digit winner, and that doesn't seem to be where she is now. At the same time, she had some very real strengths in Pennsylvania, as a number of your commentators have said, that that both explains the win, but it also perhaps explains the limitations of the win. These next states are not quite the same.
Are you and others, you've announced for Senator Obama, are other superdelegates from North Carolina ready to now endorse Barack Obama before the North Carolina primary, or does this result in Pennsylvania make you want to wait a little while longer?
My guess is that my congressional colleagues are going to be mixed on this. We have three of the seven who have endorsed Senator Obama, and the others have stayed out so far. I'm not sure what they'll do between now and the primary, but we had all endorsed our favorite son, John Edwards, earlier. But I think, you know, these unpledged delegates, and I was part of the commission that created these some years ago. You know, we never thought that these would be kingmakers or queenmakers. We understood that people would make their own judgments, but also they might be influenced by who wins their district or state, or who looks like the likely general election winner, or who they need to consolidate behind. I think all those are legitimate considerations. They broke the same way for me, and that's why I endorse Senator Obama. But other people are somewhat differently situated. I realize that.
But just to clarify, and just very briefly, we should not expect a mass coming out of undeclared superdelegates in North Carolina anytime very soon?
I would say not in North Carolina or not anywhere. Now after the Indiana-North Carolina contest, it might be another matter. I think there's a lot of sentiment to bring this to a conclusion. My hope is that we can do that after these next two races.
Well, Congressman Price, thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
David Price of North Carolina.